entire window was crammed with Gavin's vintage teddy bear collection, piled high with soft toys in every colour, stitched on smiles all facing out to the street, where children were pressing their noses against the glass to see them all. Bears in clothes, bears sitting in a variety of poses, bears piled higgledy-piggledy on top of each other. The effect was incredible, and Clara couldn't help grinning as she moved inside to see shelves of teddies lining the store. Jaunty music piped through speakers in the corner.
"It's wonderful," she said, catching sight of a group of teddy bears sitting on the counter having a tea party with some Barbies.
Lauren gave her a quick thumbs up from behind the till, inundated with customers in a queue that snaked all round the shop. "It's all been inspired by you, my darling. Look," Louisa said, sweeping an arm around, bracelets clashing. "Packed, smiling, laughing. You've brought the place back to life. It was like this when we first moved here, just me and Joe running the place." Clara felt her face fall at the mention of his name, the familiar sting she was already growing accustomed to. He would love to see this, to see his mum looking so fired up, back in love with it all. How sad that she was really going to sell.
"Actually, there was something I want to ask you."
Louisa didn't finish, interrupted by Gavin appearing with a shy smile on his face. She had clearly forgotten all words and was just staring up at him as if she'd never seen him before.
"Looks better than them being scattered all over my spare room bed, doesn't it?" he said, a blush moving up over the tattoo on his neck.
"It looks brilliant," Clara said.
"It was silly of me to keep them hidden away all these years. They should be shared. The kids love them."
"Do you feel lucky, Punk? Well, do ya?"
"God, we must ban that bird from watching telly," Gavin said, cringing as the call came through the shop. "We'll get complaints," he said, snaking an arm around Louisa.
"She can't be tamed," Louisa said. "She's a free spirit, like me."
"Just less pretty," Gavin said, kissing her hair and then blushing a deeper red as he remembered that Clara was standing there. "We've got you a little something, actually, Clara," Gavin said, pulling away and heading to the counter, where he produced a bear holding something in its paw.
Clara laughed as she realized it was the Danish flag.
"I couldn't," she said, hugging the bear to her.
"Course you can. We can't thank you enough, really. And all you've done for the pub, too. You know, we've been asked to have a wedding there this summer, and Clive says there's talk on the parish council of the Christmas market returning next year." "You've saved our village, Clara. It's no mean feat."
Clara found herself glowing inside, happy that she had given something to the village, knowing she would always love the place.
"And that's why..."
Gavin looked at Louisa.
"Have you told her?"
"No," Louisa sniffed. "I haven't been able to get a word in edgeways with you rabbiting on."
Gavin grinned at her.
"Apologies, Your Majesty. Do go ahead."
Clara suddenly saw Roz hovering in the corner of the room and frowned. What was she doing loitering here? Louisa had started to speak, and Clara found herself zoning out as she heard the first few words.
"I was selling it to Roz. A good offer. But then..."
She felt a wave of nausea hit her. No wonder Roz was here, surveying her new territory, planning to tear out the old, redesign the place.
"She's seriously peeved I've found a new buyer."
"A new..." Clara interrupted, head spinning with it all. So Roz wasn't buying the shop. A new buyer had snapped it up.
"He's in the back, actually, checking up on his investment."
Clara frowned, feeling her insides grow cold. All the effort she'd put in, the room bursting with excited children, and Louisa had really sold it, was leaving the place. She wondered if the new owner would even run it as a toy shop.
"I'm moving into the pub."
Louisa couldn't keep the smile out of her voice.
"But we were wondering if you might want to discuss a possible partnership with him."
Clara couldn't think, had to get out of there, get out of the village before her heart broke again. Louisa was moving in with Gavin, leaving the shop, letting this new owner run amok. How could she? She had seemed so happy to see it crammed with people.
He's keen to discuss his future plans with you.
She felt tears building at the back of her eyes as they steered her towards the door of the workshop, her legs wanting to run in the other direction. She didn't want to meet the new owner, wasn't interested in his plans for the place. He probably wanted to smash it down, build luxury apartments, turn it into something entirely different. Really, I... She was twisting away, desperate to get out of there. Louisa and Gavin weren't letting her leave, though, and she found herself in the doorway of the back room. The table was scattered with paints, children sitting on the stools, brushes in hand, squinting in concentration at their toys, sunlight streaming through the windows as they worked. She couldn't believe that all this was going to end, that the room would once again be turned into a dusty storeroom, neglected, full of broken furniture. The new owner had his back to her, was bending over one of the children at the table, a great rumble of laughter bursting out of him as the little boy looked up and dabbed him on the nose with a paintbrush. Then Clara felt all the breath leave her body as he stood up and she took in his profile. The straight nose, the dark brown hair, the long eyelashes. He was dressed in black jeans and a russet-coloured jumper, and now he turned towards her, the smile lighting up his face as he caught her staring at him. They stood for an age just looking at each other. "But I don't understand," Clara whispered, turning to Louisa and Gavin. But they had already melted away, back into the shop. Joe stepped across to her, drawing her into the corner of the room, both her hands in his.
"Hey," he said.
Clara found that the words had frozen somewhere inside her. She had so many questions, looking over his shoulder suddenly as if she'd made a terrible mistake, as if she'd assumed something impossible, and a small, balding new owner was in fact in the room, Joe merely overseeing the sale. But there were only children and mothers. And now she found herself biting her lip, daring to hope.
"I've bought it," Joe said, "for a steal."
He grinned.
"Some old lady let me have it off her way too cheap."
He sounded nervous, his words tripping over each other. "But I..."
"She wants to retire. She wants to travel. Well, mostly she wants to snog Gavin's face off."
He shuddered at that, and Clara couldn't help smiling.
"It makes sense. The shop's doing brilliantly, and, I was hoping you might agree to stay on to run it. It only works because of you. You've made it this way."
He looked back at the room, at the children crammed round the table. Clara felt her heart sink again. So that was it. A business transaction. Was that all this was? She would run the shop and Joe would return to London, to the city, to his pills and his serial dating and his busy life. "Where will you..." She didn't want to know, found her mouth snapping shut. Joe let go of her hands and she felt the shock of it, curling her fists together.
"I've left my job," he said slowly. "It was killing me, and they've given me a generous redundancy package. I thought perhaps we might make some plans together. Lauren's agreed to help if we decide we want to go somewhere else, travel or..."
She didn't hear any more, his words spinning round her head as she started to take in the enormity of what he was saying. He had left London. He was back here for good. He was asking whether she would make plans with him. She felt her whole body lighten as she looked at him, his eyes so serious, trained on her. "Wow," she said, unable to say much else.
Is wow a yes? Because if it is, I got you this, he said, holding out a small box.
Clara found she couldn't think. Everything was moving too quickly. How could you be so miserable one moment and so happy the next? Her hands shook as she took the box from him, opening it slowly, and then, with an enormous grin, felt her body relax with the relief of it all. It was true. He was really here to stay. And she could stay too. She drew out a scented candle in a glass jar.
You shouldn't have, she laughed.
It's for the flat, Joe said, smiling. Our flat, he finished.
Then, reaching down, he cupped his hands on either side of her face and kissed her. And Clara knew she'd finally found home. That was The Hygge Holiday, written by Rosie Blake and read by Rosie Jones.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.